Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. My name is Reginald McLaughlin.
Will Thompson.
And this show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one are in need of care, 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277. My Independence at Home is also hiring. 215-921-2277.
And again, Will Thompson here, President and CEO of Total Life Care, where all your insurance needs can be provided to your family with a free quote. All right, you can reach us at 267-399-4075. And yes, we are too hiring. We have many clients that need our help, but not enough agents to serve. So please give us a call at 267-399-4075.
We have a great show coming up today.
We have, Yes, we do.
We have Miss Allison here. From New Cortland Homes. How are you today?
Hello, Reggie. How are you? Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. Can you tell us about New Cortland and what you do?
Sure. Hi, everybody. Allison Corder, Director of Business Development for New Cortland. New Cortland is a nonprofit organization here in Philadelphia. We have a number of senior affordable housing entities here, mainly in North, Northwest, Northeast Philadelphia. We own one of the best nursing homes here, Germantown Home on Germantown Avenue, three senior centers. We also provide housing for homeless veterans in Northeast Philadelphia. So really paving the way for housing and services for seniors here in Philadelphia.
Great. And then we have Mr. Lucas here. Can you tell us about you and the company?
Sure. Hi, my name is Lucas Seidler. I'm here representing Caring Friends Home Care and Concierge. We are a home care service agency serving Philadelphia, all the surrounding counties, doing personal care at home, as well as concierge services. So anything from making sure folks get to and from their doctor's appointments to, you know, helping out with some social events as well.
Awesome.
All right. We're going to talk about the event, Allison, that we're having on the 23rd of July. It's all yours.
Yes. So New Cortland and My Independence at Home, along with some others in the community, are having an amazing block party and resource fair. We have a number of different community and health partners, such as Keystone, Chestnut Hill Hospital, Roxborough. We have the Acme doing COVID vaccines for children and seniors.
That's awesome. We
have a number of different health screenings that will be provided, moon bounce. So please bring your family. Your
DJ.
DJ, yes. Oh, and free. Did I mention free?
She sounds like a natural. Right?
I know, right? Did I mention free?
For all, New Cortland and My Independence Home are doing a lot there in the community. So we are happy to have everybody to come out, especially after a rough couple of years, right? So,
Absolutely. So we really
want to see your smiling faces and really provide these amazing resources to the community. It'll be right on 6950 Germantown Avenue, beautiful campus. It's 13 and a half acres. So it'll be a lot of room for fun and really engaging with our partners.
Now, we're going to have some vendors there also. We have some vendors. You're a vendor?
We are.
Yes, you're a vendor. We're going to have vendors there.
Total Life Care will be there.
Anybody I know?
Anyone good?
How about phenomenal?
And we're gonna have games.
Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of games. A lot of games. Moon bounce.
Face painting. They're gonna talk bingo.
Yes.
And we have party.
What's that game where you throw the ball and the person's on the plank and then they drop in the water, the tank?
Dunk tank.
You're in the dunk tank, right?
I'm always in the dunk tank.
Put Lucas in the dunk tank.
Lucas in the dunk tank.
You know what?
Nominate all your employees
you want
to see on that dunk tank.
So why do you guys want to do this? Why would you want to be a part of a block party? I know you're busy and your money could be spent elsewhere.
For us, it's all about connecting with our core group of folks. Our offices in Conshohocken are sort of main areas that we serve are Germantown, Mount Airy, Chestnut Hill, Manayunk, Roxborough. That northwest corner of the city is really our heartland, and what a perfect opportunity to work with a partner with New Cortland.
Now, you're mostly private pay, is that correct?
Correct. We do all private pay.
Private pay.
Indeed.
Because we have the waiver program, and that's more of the free program by the state, city, federal government, PA lottery, and all of that. So it's good to join people and together. People say, oh, there's another home care agency on the phone, but it's a different type. Mm-hmm. I mean, not unless you want to pay us privately, I'll tell you.
I'm not going to say no.
Well, and I think it's an opportunity, you know, really for the last couple of years since COVID, I know myself and New Cortland have really tried to get other providers to think outside the box and start working with each other and realizing how you can partner with each other. If you're not able to help somebody, there's always somebody out there that's able to do
Absolutely.
That.
Exactly.
And we should start, you know, working together better to be able to help everyone.
Exactly. You can't help every no agency can help everyone.
That's correct.
Everyone, we all have to be together. And I promise Lisa, we'll put the phone number out there. If you want to call in, 888-329-3306. 888-329-3306. I don't like to put the phone number out there. And people call in, they ask all kind of crazy questions. So usually we just keep it amongst ourselves. Or we keep the phone number on the download so people we know can call in.
So when they call in, you're like, were they listening to the program? This is not the topic of discussion.
But the fun thing about radio, I was going to tell you this. We have to do a PSA.
Yes, they're going to do it here.
I think Lisa's going to come in and record it for the event for the 23rd.
Oh, okay.
Right? So we're going to have, probably going to play it from the time they record it until the event. Now, is Fox Chase is coming?
Yeah, we have, like I said, a number of hospitals, some students, Miriam Medical Clinics. We have, who else is there? Oh, God, number of home care agencies, Oak Street, dedicated. Many great community partners, and I'm sure more to come for this event. So it's going to be a great community event. The community deserves it. The kids deserve it. Like I said, I'm based more in the Germantown, a liaison for Germantown Home. So that is my territory. And being good community partners to everybody is extremely important to New Cortland. We are all about serving the community.
Well, that's great. Now tell me about New Cortland. New Cortland, people thinking that seniors and adults with disabilities, but you have all types of people in New Cortland housing. Is that correct?
So our independent housing is 62 and older. So we own right now 12 senior affordable housing entities and growing.
Wow.
But we actually provide service coordination in about 25 properties across the city. So we have fabulous service coordinators there. We have, like I said, three senior centers, Allegheny Senior Center on Allegheny Avenue. We have Philadelphia Senior Center on Broad Street, and then Coffee Cup, which is housed within Philadelphia Senior Center on Broad. And then, again, our housing initiatives are targeted to a large homeless population and veterans.
Let's go back to homelessness. Mm-hmm. It takes years to get into New Cortland, I'm thinking, because of all housing in the city.
Okay.
So if someone is homeless, how can you get them a place to
live? Specialized programming that we have for that housing. So we have a special program for homeless veterans in St. Bart's in Northeast Philadelphia. So we work with a number of veteran organizations that identify people 18 and older that can benefit from this type of housing. And the really unique thing that New Cortland has done is create this interdisciplinary team model. So this team of people that are dedicated, whether it's a social worker, a nurse practitioner, a service coordinator, mm-hmm. a property manager, to help that veteran be able to age in place, connect them to food resources, job resources, health resources, such as our partners in the community. So I know, you know, New Cortland is, you know, really stands out in trying to provide that housing and services for just seniors, but, you know, people in the community.
So question. My mom's 71 2 days ago, right? And my stepfather is 68.
Your mom's a cougar.
Yeah, she is. She is. Listen, she got my dad, too. She's older than him, too. So, you know, got to give it to her. You know, she got something going.
I threw you off. You don't know what to say.
You know, but my question is, she's in this place of transitioning from normal housing. And she wants to go into like senior living. So would this be an appropriate situation for her?
So it's for our housing, it's 62 and older, mm-hmm. but the waiting list is anywhere from 3 to 7 years, right?
Okay.
But I know as New Cortland continues to build and we have other phases of housing coming up, we have more housing coming up on our Henry Ave location, 3232 Henry Avenue, the old Abbey building, more at St. Bart's in Northeast Philadelphia, and also Pennypack will be starting eventually too in partnership with Holy Family University. So we will always let the community know, hey, this is our next phase of housing. Mm-hmm. There's one number for people interested in housing today, even though there is a waiting list. That number is 888-530-4913.
Can you repeat that, please?
Absolutely. 888-530-4913.
Got it.
Now, Lisa Robinson's supposed to call in. I'm going to dock her pay.
You know, we talked about this last time, Reggie. We talked about this. She's docked.
She's coming in late.
She's on probation. We're putting her on probation. That's it. That's it. Wait till we hear
the
word.
You did not get the key to the executive bathroom.
That's it. That's it. General population.
Tell us about the home care that you're doing at Caring Friends.
Sure. So like I said, we've been around actually for well over 20 years, but we're just now sort of breaking out into the community. We were part of Friends Life Care for a long time. We've now become our own entity, Caring Friends. And as I said, we're located in Conshohocken, serving all five counties as well as Philadelphia, personal care, private pay. The things that really set us apart are the quality of our caregivers. Most of our caregivers are coming with 5 to 10 years of experience. Many have dementia training, CNA training, you know, advanced credentials in the helping fields, as well as our concierge service, which is something that, you know, we don't advertise so much, but something that I'm really proud of. We really can tailor that program to be whatever it needs to be. A lot of times we're doing things like getting folks to and from appointments or maybe escorting somebody to a wedding that might not be able to go unless they had one-on-one help, but it's sort of that one-off thing. Recently, we've been able to use our concierge service to do something as like an estate sale. There was an estate that it was one of our clients needed to figure out a transition into assisted living, actually. And he needed to clean up his property. There was some work that needed done on the house. He had just 50 years of life accumulated there.
Right.
And, you know, most of the auction companies wanted, you know, $20,000, $30,000 to make this happen for him. So we were actually able to use our concierge service and do that, you know, at 1/10 of the cost, and he was involved in the entire process. You know, the auction company wanted to say, hey, you're going to leave. We're going to come into your property. We're going to take everything over for a month. You got to go stay in a hotel. We'll let you know when it's over. We had him involved.
Wow.
We had him there every day. He was talking to the people. He was making relationships with people, meeting neighbors that he had never met, really getting a chance to be out there and making those connections. And like I said, we were able to do it for significantly under that and help him out and actually made a really nice weekend for him. So now he's actually moved on. He's transitioned into his housing. So really, the concierge, we can make it whatever it needs to be. And a lot of times that goes hand in hand with, you know, a schedule with home care where we're coming in to help with the cooking and the cleaning and maybe, you know.
So you go beyond the activities of daily living.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, our concierge service is really
that's
fun.
That's huge. That relationship that you built with your consumer, they that's huge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of having, like you said, the auction, people come in, pay an astronomical amount. There's no relationship. There's just 50 years of my belongings just taken from me, and you'll tell me when my stuff is moved out and done.
Right.
Well, you know, I can't say goodbye. I can't properly part from it. I can't. No,
he was part of the negotiating part. Yeah. He was right there handling money with everybody else. You know, of course, we had everything organized. He didn't need to be doing any of that, but it was so special for him to be involved in the process and watch this happen. I mean, it was tough for him. He lost his wife in February, and he, you know, he really staying in the house was a problem for him. He needed to get out of there just emotionally, and, you know, he just wanted to move on to the next piece, and we were able to do that in just a couple months. So.
That's great. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. My name is Reginald McGlone. I'm the community liaison for My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one are in need of home care, 215-921-2277, 215-921-2277. And Allison, we are veteran-owned and operated.
Yeah.
And you have Roel Thompson here, president and CEO of Total Life Care, where all your insurance needs can be provided to you with a free evaluation, whether that's your life insurance, your health insurance, property and casualty, or funeral pre-planning. We can take care of you at 267-399-4075.
Allison Corder, Director of Business Development for New Cortland, liaison for Germantown Home. We are a nonprofit organization here in Philadelphia. We service about 8,500 seniors on an annual basis through our programs and services. We own senior affordable housing, nursing home care, Germantown Home, senior centers, and provide housing for homeless veterans.
And Lucas Seidler, Caring Friends, Home Care, and Concierge Services. And we can be reached at 484-535-2399. Again, that's 484-535-2399.
Now, Allison, how do people get in touch with New Cortland?
I would say the main number, 888-530-4913. There are options if you're interested in nursing home care. Press 1 if you're interested in for housing. So there's a dial-in, so you'll be able to reach a live person.
So the state that the New Cortland's on, you work with, is they are it's like a historic place, isn't it? Very historical. Where does the I know Germantown is very historical. Mm-hmm. So that is part of what estate?
Well, we're a subsidiary of the Presbyterian Foundation for Philadelphia. So we've been around since the Civil War, since the sale of the Pennsylvania Hospital. So New Cortland started in 1995. Actually, and I've been with New Cortland since May of 99. Okay. So
very new when it started. Yeah.
So still, yeah, absolutely. And we've gone through many iterations of who we are today. Back in the day, we owned 7 nursing homes. Mm-hmm. Now we sold 6 of the 7 nursing homes and at one point owned the Life Program, the New Cortland Life Program, mm-hmm. which is a PACE program here, known as PACE in other states, but Life here in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. It's a Medicare-Medicaid program for seniors over 55 that need health care and supportive services and want to age in place. So that was a program we were really committed. So doing an amazing job with, you know, that combination of health and housing. Mm-hmm. And then 2017 sold the Life Program. And, you know, since then really been focusing on, you know, housing and coordination of health and supportive services for seniors here in Philadelphia.
That is great.
Okay. And now the Life Program versus the waiver, the Life Program, you have the they provide you with a doctor, dentist, any of your medical needs, and they pick you up and they take you home, mm-hmm. right? So it's, a lot of people don't even realize what the Life Program is. Before I take Lisa on the line, Lisa, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. My auntie.
She is docked.
We're going to dock her. Don't worry. My auntie was in New Cortland when you were at Cheltenham and Oyuk Road.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Cheltenham, York Road. So that's back in the day.
Yes.
Yep.
That was my auntie was there. But she was rough. Yeah. My, you know, here's the truth. My mother's she was a devout Jehovah Witness, very religious. My auntie used to wheel into the rooms. She was very. I won't tell you. Lisa, how are you?
Hello, everyone.
Lisa.
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Thank you for calling late.
I never said I was calling at 3, but hi, who do we have on the other line?
We have
in-house.
We have Allison and Lucas.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. Reggie said you were calling in, so I'm glad you made it.
You told me you were calling in.
Always better is in person. It's always better.
And we have.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't be there today.
We have Lucas from Caring Friends also.
Hello.
This is Lisa Robinson, CEO and founder of My Independence at Home. I have to do a commercial for you, Lisa.
Sure, you can do it. Go ahead.
I can't do it as well as you, but yes. So we're talking about the event on July 23rd.
Yes.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., right?
4 p.m.
4 p.m. Yeah. 11 to 4.
11 to 4. Okay.
You want to add on to that, Liz?
So no, I just hope everyone can come out. We're really excited. You know, people have been cooped up with COVID for the past 2 years. So, I came to Reggie a few weeks ago and said I want to do something big. I want to do something outside for the community and their families, not just the elderly, but you know, young folks, children. I think it'll be good give people a sense of normalcy, finally. It's still, COVID is still out there, but I think things are getting better, and I hope everyone can come out 6950 Germantown Avenue, July 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're going to have food, fun for the children, obviously resources, and health screening. So I think it'll be a great time. We're fingers and toes crossed that the weather's going to be phenomenal. So definitely come out.
That's rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
That's right.
And free.
And free.
Right.
Free.
Say it again. Tell Allison in it. Free.
Free.
Free. Free. Free. And we have vending opportunities. If you are interested in that, you can call 215-921-2277. And then Brianna Timmons would be the person that would walk you through that process.
Lisa, did Reggie tell you that he's going to bring the dunk tank and he's going to be the individual that
he's
sits
gonna
in there?
He's going to be in there?
Yes.
Did you say the drunk tank?
he nominates himself for that one.
Well, if he's getting in that tank, I am definitely going to be there.
There you go.
For the baseball.
90-mile-an-hour fastball.
Boom! Today I secured the cook. We're going to have a barbecue style instead of a food
you
truck.
You did secure?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Good job, Reg.
Perfect.
And because you said, Allison, you have a grill?
Yes, we have a grill.
A big grill?
Yep. Well, we probably need a bigger grill, maybe two.
Maybe we need another grill.
Another grill. Yes.
We probably need more than one grill. If it's a barrel grill, we'll probably need more people aren't standing in line. You know, like, because we need to be on that grill at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I got you on the grill.
At 11.
I'll send one. I'm just three blocks away. I got you.
You got another grill?
Lucas on the grill.
Awesome. Lucas on the grill.
Yeah.
Right. That sounds like a song. Lucas on the grill. The grill master.
Oh, I'll take it. I like the title.
There it is. I do like the grill. I might have to get my hands on that thing.
Can you cook?
Can I?
What?
Reggie, can I cook?
I mean, just because you got a nice looking shirt on doesn't mean that you can cook.
Listen, Reg, you know what? I'll bring you something.
Okay, yeah.
I will definitely not be on the grill.
Lucas looks like he can cook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was some confidence right there. Like, no, I'm not going to discuss this. I'm just going to bring it for you.
That's it.
You're going to make a decision.
So we're thinking about hot dogs, hamburger, and chicken. Is that enough?
Yeah.
I think that's what the people want. That's what we're giving
them. Give the people what they want.
Give them what they want.
It's easy food. You can take it and go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
And then I think Pinko is bringing in some refreshments also.
Water ice.
We have a water ice truck coming.
Water ice truck.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a dedicated.
Yeah.
Is bringing a water ice truck. I think we have, at this with the games and then the vendors and then all the healthy things. I thought the name of the event was a healthy block.
Healthy party. Aging. Healthy. Block party and resource fair.
Healthy
there
aging.
We go.
Block party.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a whole lot to say.
That's actually the condensed version. So.
Oh, wow. I'd be like, girl, we're just going to the block party.
Right.
The block. Reggie, Brianna's going to call in. I just asked her to call in so she can participate in this conversation since she's the one kind of spearheading getting all the sponsorships in and the vendors and everything. I think it's important for her to be included. So she'll be calling in shortly.
I just got her email.
What, Brianna?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long does it take her to dial the number?
I just texted her.
I'm looking at the screen. Nobody's calling.
She just sent me 308.
All right. Again, this is, I'm Reggie McLaurin, the community liaison for My Independence at Home, 215-921-2277. If you or your loved one are in need of home care or job, 215-921-2277.
And you have Will Thompson here, president and CEO of Total Life Care, where all your insurance needs can be taken care of with a free evaluation, whether that's your life, your health, your property and casualty, or your pre-planning for your funeral services. Please give us a call at 267-399-4075.
And this is Lucas.
And this is Lisa Rob.
Oh. Sorry, Lisa. Go ahead.
Lisa and Lucas,
I got the point. Go ahead, Lisa.
My show. I'm going to go.
And this is Lisa Robinson, founder and CEO of My Independence at Home. As Reggie said, if you or a loved one are looking for home care, please give us a call. And if you're a home health aide, certified nursing assistant, or personal care attendant, please call us. We are looking for compassionate caregivers. 215-921-2277.
Allison Corder, Director of Business Development for New Cortland, also liaison for Germantown Home, a nonprofit organization here in Philadelphia, serving seniors through affordable housing, senior centers, nursing home care, and also a provider of housing for homeless veterans. One thing I want to point out about Germantown Home, for the staff there, it's 180-bed skilled nursing facility. Again, always looking for quality RNs and CNAs to be on staff there. So please go to our website as well at www.newcortland.org, or also feel free to call 888-530-4913. And also just want to point out, I think the most amazing thing about Germantown Home, and like I said, I've been there with New Cortland since May of 99, is that out of the 249 staff that we have there, 105 of them have been there 5 to 45 plus years. So 5 to 45 plus years.
It's older than me.
And so we have unbelievable retention, no agency usage. I mean, it's the best place for your loved one here in the city. So feel free.
And this is Lucas Seidler with Caring Friends Home Care and Concierge. We do private pay home care in the greater Philadelphia area as well as concierge services. Please give us a call, 484-535-2399.
And we have my partner on the line, Brianna. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
What's going on, Bri?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
So why aren't you here?
Docked.
Everybody's been docked. Hello.
Can you tell us about the event on the 23rd, Brianna?
Yes, we are having a wonderful healthy aging block party and resource fair for the entire community, from children to preteens to seniors. We want everyone to come out and enjoy the festivities. We are going to have barbecue. We're going to have face painting, moon bounces. We are going to have health screenings, COVID shots. Anything you can think of will be there on the 23rd. We're going to make this a spectacular event for the community.
So I want to give a shout out to the hospitals. Temple Hospital is involved. Fox Chase is involved. They're doing the cancer screening. Chestnut Hill.
Roxborough.
So it's going to be a great event. I think what we have to do now is get the people, right?
We have the people to come.
That's it.
Yes. So advertising. The flyers will be going out tomorrow. The save the dates will be going out on all social medias. So we will be marketing the event from here on out.
Now, we do have some. Isn't the churches involved?
Oh, well, again, well, we will have a number of the churches involved. I'm reaching out to a number in the area, and they are going to let all of their parishioners know. So we're very excited about that. I think that's important to get the churches and the community and the senior centers involved.
The politicians are involved.
Mm-hmm.
We have, Art Haywood, is it? State Senator.
Mm-hmm.
Councilwoman Bass.
That's nice.
And State Representative Rabb. And we're trying to get Councilman O, because he's a council person at large. So we're going to reach out to them also and maybe be a part of their social media. So between all of us, there should be at least two people.
Not including us.
I would get fired.
That would be so bad.
I would too, Reggie.
I think we all
you
would.
You and I both.
We would be applying to New Court.
Hey, Reggie, look.
Friends.
I would be fired for my independence as well, right? Right, Lisa?
Well, yeah. Right. You have a desk somewhere.
My desk out of the closet.
Will, you do not work for us.
See? That's what I was looking for.
Will wants to be an employee.
You ever see someone that's just always in the office, you think that they're working there? That's Will.
That's you.
This guy.
That is Will.
Next thing you'll
be on
payroll.
One day he's going to pop up on my payroll register.
That's it. It's like, wait a minute.
You need to get on that.
See?
So it's a good thing, Lisa, what you're doing in New Cortland and Caring Friends, to joining together to do something for the community. Excuse me. Because I'm going to tell you, most home care agencies, 99.9% of them, always looking for the caregiver to bring people with them. They're always doing something for the younger people, not the seniors. They have parties for the young people. Oh, we're this and this home care agency. We're having this out here. Bring your family and friends. This is that. We're going out and saying, listen, everybody comes. Mm-hmm. Your children, your grandmom, everyone's included. And we are targeting everyone. And again, it's what, Allison? Free.
Free. Free for all.
$3.99
So now.
What was your name again from Caring Friends?
Lucas.
Lucas. So Lucas, are you attending the event?
Absolutely.
He's a grill master.
But I know you're not sponsoring or anything.
We have a table. And I believe I volunteered a grill and some time on that grill.
There you go.
I'll be there cooking.
Okay.
And they will get the word out to their caregivers.
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll go out to all of our caregivers and our clients as well.
Yeah. Lucas and Will on the grill.
That's right.
There it is.
Reggie, now it is. There it is.
And Reggie will be singing.
That's it.
Well, I didn't know one would be coming.
He'll be leaving. Like, oh, no.
Brianna, can you go over the deadline for the sponsorship and the vendor? So people who are getting a table, I know there's deadlines there. We can just go over that real quick.
Yes. So the deadline to have logos submitted was June 17th, which was last Friday. So we will, if all logos could be in by no later than tomorrow, and also our deadline for monetary donations will be July 11th.
So, okay. The Save the Date flyer is going out tomorrow. So to Brianna's point, if we don't have the logos and a firm commitment, then unfortunately your logo will not be included on any banners or any signage if we don't have it. So we just really want to make sure we get everything in on time so that we can make this the spectacular event we're trying to when it should be. So I just wanted to put that out there.
All right. And again, if there's anyone out there that want to be a part of this great event, 215-921-2277. If you want to be.
Well, right now, really, we only have room for, I don't know.
How many?
Probably more vendors.
Yeah, vendors. We're looking for vendors, yes.
Yeah. Vendors. And what are the vendor levels, Brianna?
So we have 3 different vendor levels. Let me just pull it up just to be sure.
This is radio, Brianna. You cannot be silent. Right? Just always have to talk. This is live. We're paying for this.
I'm so sorry.
We have a silver level, a gold level, and a platinum level for vendorship. And the prices are $100 for a table, $200 for the gold level vendors. And you get table, chairs, and a quarter page ad. And for the platinum levels, the tables are $300, and you'll get a half page ad.
Okay. And that's good. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, call 215-921-2277 if you want to be a part of this fabulous event on July 23rd. And wait a minute, and it's what?
Free.
We should take a picture of that one.
All right. Free.
I will be the ad for the event.
That is My Independence at Home is partnering with New Cortland, and he's taking a picture. They can all see you through the radio. Take the picture.
That's okay. We're going to post it.
Oh, no.
All right. Is there anything else, ladies, you want to add to the conversation? I mean, don't all talk at the same time.
My Independence at Home is recruiting. We are always recruiting.
Wait a minute, you guys drive around the city, you see our signs?
The lawn signs?
Yes, I do.
You did see the lawn?
I do.
We're working.
You're working. I like the lawn signs.
We work hard.
You saw them? Did you guys see them there?
I don't know if you did. I did.
I haven't seen it yet, but I will find it.
I will.
You're in the other side of the world.
Yeah, I'm on the other side of the world. I'm coming off the hill.
One of those, what do you call it?
Where are you located, Lucas?
I live right there in Germantown as well. I live 3 blocks from New Cortland.
Are you a Germantown man?
Yeah. Right there on Horder Street.
I
thought you were saying your office was there, but you live there.
I live there, yeah. Our office is in Conshohocken.
So do you ever go to McMenamin?
Of course.
That was the spot for the Eagles game prior to COVID.
Gotcha. You know Earth Bread right up the street? The brewery that did the hearth pizzas?
Yes.
If you want to hit that place, you got to do it before the first. They're closing down for good.
Ooh.
Yep. Oh, wow.
They just announced it last week. Yeah, they've been in that neighborhood forever.
Dang.
Yeah, bummer.
Are you a Germantown man? Born and raised?
No, I'm actually from West Virginia. But since I moved from the mountains,
right. The mountains for real.
Since I moved from the mountains, yeah, I've more or less been in Mount Airy, Germantown. Yeah,
okay, y'all come back now.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's where the barbecue skills come from.
There you go,
West Virginia. Well, we don't know that yet, Lucas.
Gotcha.
You're assuming, telling us.
Right.
A little snippets.
Like you told me, confidence, right. Confidence, brother. Confidence.
That's right. Yeah.
I know some people have a lot of confidence in nasty food.
Yeah, right, right.
Have you ever gone to someone's house, eat this, I make the best potato salad?
It doesn't even look right.
I don't cook at all, so that is good. Well, my husband does all the cooking.
There you go.
For my house.
You do too?
Yes. Right. Oh.
Cooking is good.
And yeah. And we do a lot of takeout or go out to eat. Uh-huh. It's only us. We don't have little kids.
Empty nesters.
Oh, I got little kids.
Same.
So.
Cheers.
my baby's moving to South Carolina, North Carolina. Tomorrow she leaves, so she's coming today. Have a daddy-daughter.
Oh, that would be so.
No crying, Reggie. No crying.
Yeah, right. My grandson's going.
Are you tearing up already, Reggie?
Of course I am. Yes, my baby.
He's got the tissues out on the table.
I always have tissues.
And not your grandson. She's taking the grandbaby.
He's taking the... But you know, he's 5, but I'm glad she's taking him. He could bring him back when he's 10.
Right.
Right.
He can bring him back. Can keep him.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Empowerment Zone. My name is Reggie McGlone, Community Liaison for My Independence at Home.
And you have Will Thompson, President and CEO of Total Life Care.
Lisa.
And this is Lisa Robinson, Founder and CEO of My Independence at Home.
Allison Corder, Director of Business Development for New Cortland.
Lucas Seidler, Executive Director, Caring Friends, Home Care and Concierge.
Okay, Brianna, your turn.
Brianna Simmons, Recruiting and Marketing for My Independence at Home.
And she's a newlywed.
Yes, she is.
Congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations.
It's been, a month now?
A little more than that.
Thank you.
What?
It's been 2 months now.
2 months.
Beautiful family. Beautiful, beautiful family.
Aw, congratulations, Brianna.
Thank you.
And she has 3 lovely children.
A set of twins.
Twins.
Reggie, you put everybody's personal business.
I didn't tell how many children you have. I didn't say you got 13 children. Did I, Lisa?
Oh, I can't do 2.
You are so lucky you're not sitting here. And that's why you said it, because you know.
Oh, my God. It's hard to handle 2 these days. Let alone 13.
Yeah.
Just put me in the grave. It's over. That's why I'm bald
now.
We all
heard kids at the office.
How many children you have, Will?
Right, Bree?
One?
Got 1.
Yeah.
And that's enough.
You? Lucas?
None? No.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lucas.
No kids. Hair. Children,
no hair.
I see this. I see the patterns, guys. You trying
to talk bad about me because I'm bald? I see the patterns.
Just stating some facts.
All right. So anyway, Lisa, Brianna, thank you so much for being on the air. Is there any last remarks, Miss Robinson?
If you or a loved one are in need of home care, please call My Independence at Home, 215-921-2277. We provide home care for the elderly and adults with physical and intellectual disabilities. Give us a call. We would love to provide you with quality home care with compassion.
Ms. Timmons?
If you or someone you know is looking for employment, would like to be a compassionate caregiver, My Independence at Home is always recruiting for compassionate caregivers. We can be reached at 215-921-2277, or you can reach us on our website, www.myiah.org.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. And
thank you. Thanks, Reggie. Thanks, Will. Bye,
Alan. Thank you.
Bye, Lucas.
Bye.
See you guys. Have a good afternoon.
Now, we do what's called Lunch and Learns at My Independence at Home. We go to different New Cortlands. I've been to quite a few New Cortlands. We'll go in and we'll talk about how to choose a home care agency, how to choose a caregiver. Will comes in and he talks about power of attorneys,
yep.
Living
advanced
will.
Directives.
That's right, yeah.
Funeral, making your funeral plans, because most people think they're going to live forever. at a lot. Some not your clients, Lucas. They already have the money and everything's there. But on the waiver program, there's a lot of people who do not have funds or do not plan to have their estate sold like you, like yours. Right? So we try to do these. Now, we also go to the centers, senior centers, and do the same thing. We provide a lunch. We try to make it at least a half an hour. We don't want to go too much over that. But about a half an hour, we buy the lunches. We buy the hoagies that are wrapped already, not opened, and we give them because of COVID.
Yes. Yeah, individual. Yes.
So do you think that's something that my independents at home could do at your centers?
Yes, yes. We are always looking and have had people come out and do a number of in-services, educational, fun. Mm-hmm. I know our service coordinators are always looking to fill up the calendar for their residents. So between programs and educational in-services, mm-hmm. even yours, that would be wonderful you to bring to our housing and our senior centers.
No, we like to have fun with them, not just talking
they
to
like
them.
Fun.
This is engagement. Like we have conversation. Like this is a very interactional showcase, mm-hmm. if you will. So now, who is really funny? Reggie is hilarious because he's got jokes for everyone who are out there. So I'm telling you, they have a phenomenal time.
So, and what we just try, we don't go in and beat people over the head. Mm-hmm. Come into my independence at home. Right. Basically, Lisa, the motto is that just give them the education, they'll come back to you. Mm-hmm. They might not come today, but they'll be back tomorrow or the day after, mm-hmm. or they'll tell a friend. A lot of times you go to a lot of these events and the home care agency is like, oh, sign up right now and you can switch over right now. And then that's pressure on the seniors.
Right.
We try to make it like smooth. I mean, still selling.
Yeah.
But it's not knocking you over your head and say, come over. I'm sure your company, Lucas, when you go in, are you like a hardcore salesperson?
No, it's the opposite for us. I mean, yeah. For our clientele especially, you know, it's just really important to build that rapport, take the time to have the relationship, and then you have to back it up. You have to be able to actually deliver upon what you've promised. If you do that a couple times, word of mouth is going to take you a little farthest, right?
Absolutely.
You know, if you provide a good service, you take care of people, you do it in the right way, people will come to you.
Now, do you have a problem getting caregivers?
Always, of course.
Yes. That's why we have the lawn sign.
Who does not have a problem? Right.
Everybody's having problems.
We have, since we put these lawn signs out, and I would tell you, we all do things. I could actually, at least as a crew, that I would never have to go out to put lawn signs. Mm-hmm. But Brianna and I get into the Maya Mobile. We have our little thing. And we put these signs. And you know how tall, we put the signs out. You know how tall Brianna is? Brianna's what, like about 4'2"?
I was going to say, yeah, she's tiny.
not even 100 pounds.
Right, the wind could blow and there goes Breach.
So we go into Philadelphia. You got to hear, this is a funny story. We were at in Logan. And I'm putting the sign in the lawn somewhere, and she walks off, right? Oh, and then this guy follows her. I'm like, Brianna, why would you go out and not away from me?
Right.
She's like, I'm on the phone with my husband. The guy turned around to keep following me. But what I'm saying is that everybody at my independence at home, you got to do what you have to do to get the business done. Mm-hmm. And the lawn signs are working. Dumb, stupid lawn signs.
You don't.
It's visual. It's visibility.
It's visibility. It's being in the community. We even have a banner on the corner of Carpenter and Sedgwick for Germantown Home. I said people walk by, they get off the bus. You got to be where the people are, mm-hmm. right? And in the pamphlets of the churches, you know, where are they going? The big billboards and mm-hmm. the way of doing things is not. No longer. Yeah. So you have to be really creative about the way, you recruit people. Mm-hmm. But I think even more important is, as Lucas mentioned, it's not just recruiting, but retaining them. Retention is huge. It's, you know, valuing the employees that have been there a long time.
Right.
And keeping them because you want them to stay.
Absolutely.
So we have 401k, matching 401k. We have dental, whatever insurance you need. We have life insurance. Will does a life insurance. But even that, you got to knock somebody over the head to say, work for me.
It's being flexible. You have to be flexible. You know, obviously, if COVID taught us anything, it's being flexible with, you know, everybody has their schedules and their kids and their families and other priorities. So I think New Cortland does that really well. We have a CEO, Joe Duffy, and our leadership team that really values our employees, listens to the employees and what their needs are, and really, you know, being able to effectively make those changes. So I think it's amazing. I couldn't work for a better organization.
You know, I feel the same way. I had actually, I tell this story. I was going to be a
comedian?
No. I was going to be a Walmart greeter. I was out. I stopped working for a while for whatever reason. And I'm thinking, you know what? I don't have any money now. Let me go back to work. And I was going to be a Walmart greeter. And Lisa's like, you're going to do what? Because I've known Lisa for years. I said, yeah, Lisa, I don't want to do anything. I just want to be a Walmart greeter. That was 6 years ago.
I know. I knew you. You're right. It was the New Cortland like program. And before we sold it to Innovage, I still see Reggie everywhere I went, every event. Everything. I said, oh, there's Reggie again. So I'm
right, we were going. We're doing
apparently
great.
I was there too. There so. You go.
But that was 6 years ago. I've been
look at that.
This is my actual first job. I worked for myself for years. Mm-hmm. My first job. My first real job.
So Reggie, me too. I've been graduated Villanova mm-hmm. and been with New Cortland since May of 99.
Wow.
And I will never leave.
We have a good
job. Kick you out of there.
They were going to have to kick me out.
That's all right.
Hopefully Lisa's listening. We have a real good boss. How long have you been in the business, Lucas?
I've been doing home care for about 5 years now. Mm-hmm. Did some Department of Labor stuff before that, so I'm really connected to the employment side of things. I worked. We did grants to help folks returning from prison get into the workforce mm-hmm. and also some young people trying to keep them out of that pipeline and going into jobs and education instead. So I got to do that for a while, and that's why I love home care, actually, because I find the flexibility that it allows us. We really can actually tailor your work experience to what you're looking
that's
for
awesome.
And fit it around your life. You know, I really value that in my life, and I know that our caregivers do too.
Now, Lucas, and the, what do they call, from that, when they return these citizens, mm-hmm. they have, someone said they have grants for hiring returning citizens.
Sure.
You know anything about that?
Sure. A lot of times you're not going to get grant money up front necessarily unless you're running the program, but there's a lot of tax benefits that you can receive on the back end if, you know, having folks working with you for over a quarter or whatever those might be. The current things that are available in Philadelphia right now, I'm not the best resource for, but I can hook you up with the right people.
If you can, please.
Absolutely.
Because we do have there's some people you can't hire. Mm-hmm. You have a designee. Can work. Designee can have any kind of criminal background, whatever. And if the participant chooses them, we have to hire them. But walking in the door, there are some things we can't do.
Sure.
And there are some people that their records are very old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like 10, 15 years ago they did something that we would consider. So, yes, I would like to talk to you about
absolutely.
That.
OICs of America. That's always my go-to. They do fantastic work. They're all over the country, but they were started right here by Dr. Sullivan in North Philly. When you go up towards Temple and you see that big white building on the right side, that's their building. They're still there. They do fantastic work across the country.
What they call them? Lion from Zion or Zion from the... That was
I remember being at that building when I was a kid because my mom used to work for OIC, my dad, my aunt, and my aunt's husband. And... just I literally grew up with everybody in there since I was a kid. And then on 19th Street, where they used to have the transitional housing building next to the firehouse,
mm-hmm.
That just brought back so many memories, getting off the Broad Street line or getting off of City Hall and taking the 33 up to 19th Street.
The 33 was on...
Ridge Ave. Right?
No, the 33 was on Columbia Avenue.
Yes.
And now the Cecil B. Moore Avenue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
See, I'm that old.
There you go, Reg.
Oh, it went this way.
You knew all the routes. I was like, dang. That is wow. Yeah.
Sheesh.
Because you would get off the subway, born in Columbia. My grandmother lived at 33rd in Columbia, right by the park.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the park. So yeah.
I know that bus.
Yeah, you definitely do. You definitely do. Man, OIC of America. God almighty. Anyway, a good time.
Moving right along. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Empowerment Zone. We're talking to Lucas, and we're talking to Allison. We're talking about
New Cortland and the Community Block Party on July 23rd.
That is what, Allison?
Free.
All right.
One more time.
Free for all. Come out, 6950 Germantown Avenue, health screenings, our community partners, four of our amazing hospitals, Temple, Chestnut Hill, Roxborough. Who am I missing?
Fox Chase.
So please, you know, come out, bring your family and your friends. It's fun for all.
That was good. Oh, you like regular, natural.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's smooth. Lucas is, too. Just go right into it.
Lucas is cool.
Good.
Lucas is like, got his glasses on.
You know what I mean?
Got the shade. Got
to keep the vibe.
There you go.
Okay, we got, what are we, about 10 minutes?
Less than 10 minutes.
So again, tell us about your company, Lucas.
Sure. So we're Caring Friends Home Care and Concierge. We do private home care, so helping out at home, personal care, shopping, keeping the house straightened up, all that kind of stuff. We also do concierge services, which can really be tailored to whatever you need it to be, from getting to and from appointments to we just recently sent somebody for a week up to New York to do some touring of these skyscrapers. One of our clients is a real big engineering buff, and he wanted to do the tours up in the skyscrapers, so he spent a week up there with one of our guys.
Wow.
We're able to do that. And we also have something I haven't even mentioned yet. We do have a geriatric case management side as well. So we've got master's level social workers that will do case management, you know, and it's separate from the home care. It's not that you have to be part of one or the other. They can be completely separate, but oftentimes they are in conjunction with one another. So,
absolutely.
You know, again, the way to reach us is 484-535-2399.
There we go.
Will?
Yep. You have Will Thompson here, president and CEO of Total Life Care, where, again, all your insurance needs can be provided to you and your family with a free evaluation, whether that's your life insurance, your health insurance, your property and casualty, which is your homeowners, your car insurance, renters, things of that nature. Also, pre-planning for your funeral services. We can sit down with you and go over all of those options, lock it down with your funeral home of choice, and make sure that all your wishes are taken care of at 267-399-4075.
I'm Reggie McGlawn, community liaison for My Dependents at Home. Of course, we have home care for seniors and adults with disabilities, adults meaning from 18 and older. If you or your loved one or someone you know or are in need of home care, 215-921-2277. And what we do at My Independence at Home, I got 13 jobs, but I also
only 13, Reggie. You need 20. Jobs. Come on, man.
At least it's got 13 kids. I got 13
jobs. You got to match up. There you go.
But one of my jobs.
You're going to be in trouble.
One of my jobs is quality control. Yes. Now, getting on the waiver program is hard. It's not easy for seniors and adults with disabilities. We'll walk you through it. Show you how to get your bank statements, because the state can ask for 5 years of your bank statements. And who has 5 years of their bank statements? I don't. But we'll show you how to get them, how to get them and not cost any monies. They're going to want to know if you have over $8,000 in the bank. They want to know if you have over $8,000 in assets that, like an insurance policy, you can cash in on. We'll help you with that. They'll do assessments on you that will make you go crazy. You have Maximus is first. Mm-hmm. Maximus will do that assessment, and then PCA will do an assessment. And then they have your MCOs, which is Keystone First, UPMC, PA Health and Wellness. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing that get me about this. Each level going through on the waiver program, you could be turned down. Each level, they'll tell you to appeal. And you have to wait another month or two because it takes about 90 days, but not with My Independence at Home. We can get that in the like within a week. Get you back on track within a week. How?
Wow! Why? Tell me how, Reggie. I got
special powers.
McGlawn juice.
But most seniors and adults with disabilities are prideful. They will tell you, "Can you walk up the steps?" And you know, some days you can walk up, some days you can't. So we talk to people. Listen, whatever they ask, if you can't do it every day, you tell them, "I got problems." And if you don't tell them, you can jump double dutch.
Right.
You say, I'm in pain. I can tell you, I don't know the last time someone's been turned down with us. I don't know the last. It's been probably 3 years. If you stay with us, you'll get, and you can't make any more than $2,382. You can, if you do, you can go to Will.
That's right. And, we can get that spend down.
That's right. Go to Will and get that insurance. Well, that insurance, not insurance policy, but the
pre-planned.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's easy to get on the program. The problem is most people don't listen to you, and they don't react fast enough. Like you said, it could be 90 days, it could be 120, it could be a year. I think once I did it in 30 days. That's because the family members had everything
had
ready.
Right.
The family, and a lot of people do not have family members.
Right.
They don't have all the records. They don't. They're not there as support like they should be. I mean, I know you guys, you know this, that most of the time, seniors do not see their family. If they go into New Cortland, the next time they see them, they're in, with Will.
There you go. There you go. That's it. Last stop.
And that's hard. That's like, my mom, I don't understand how people can do that with their family members. Just drop them into a home and don't see them anyway.
I mean, it's hard. And like you said, the process to get into a nursing home, long-term care, is that 5 years, bank statements. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't have all that ready available, and it's overwhelming. So you do need to have that person walking you through every step of the way, or a resource like yours, Will, to really help that family along, because it's a tedious process.
Absolutely.
And it's hard. It's even for me, just even to talk to somebody about all the things that they need to get in order.
It's overwhelming. They're like,
it's overwhelming. So I do know we have a fabulous business office and admissions director and a team over there, because you need a team of people to help the families answer all their questions. And if you can't answer it, you need to have that resource in the community who can do that, or, you know, elder law, you know, attorney, or refer them there. So we really try to do that. But it's tough.
Yes.
But I think if we all work together, we can get it done.
Absolutely.
You know, use all of our resources.
Absolutely.
We got a couple minutes before we off.
So this is Lucas Seidler, Executive Director with Caring Friends Home Care, doing personal care services throughout the greater Philadelphia area. Please give us a call at 484-535-2399.
Allison Quarter, Director of Business Development for New Cortland, liaison for the best nursing home in Philadelphia, Germantown Home. Serve over 8,500 seniors here in Philadelphia, mainly in North, Northwest, Northeast. We own senior affordable housing, senior centers, housing for homeless veterans, and really kind of paving the way for housing and coordination of services by working with our fabulous partners in the community, such as My Independence at Home and Caring Friends. And I want to give a shout out to Patty Grace, one of my best friends at Caring Friends. She's a great partner. And, you know, a lot of people we work with, we trust and we vet. So happy.
Will Thompson, President and CEO of Total Life Care, where, again, all your insurance needs can be provided to you and your family with a free evaluation, whether that's your life insurance, health insurance, property and casualty, or your pre-planning for your funeral services with any funeral home of your choice. We can sit down and go over all of your affordable options on a free evaluation, and also with our local partnerships here that we have here today. So you can reach us at 267-399-4075.
And I'm Reginald McGlone, Community Liaison for My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one is in need of home care, 215-921-2277. As always, we are blessed by the best and destined for success. It's up to us to do our best to make this world a better place for everyone. There's nothing to it but to do it. And once we do it,
ain't no stopping us now, y'all.
See you next week.
See ya.